Welcome to Elle's Cottage, a haven of beauty and a celebration of the everyday. Make yourself a cuppa and let's enjoy a moment together. Hello, lovelies. Welcome back. It is so nice to have you here in the cottage with me today. It has been a minute. Thank you for your patience with the podcast lately. We have had a lot going on, from birthdays and weddings to family and friends visiting. There's been so much happening. So thank you for your patience as the podcast has been a little MIA lately, but we are back and now we are ready to talk about all the lovely little things happening in life and all the lovely little adventures we got to go on in the meantime. So, of course, we have to start off though with tea, and the tea that I've been drinking the most lately is Lady Grey tea. It is basically Earl Grey tea, but with a hint of orange. So it is very refreshing, very nice, warm, cozy tea, and I love it so, so much. Our weather has been interesting. Our heat has started to settle in for the summer. We were mostly in the 80s, and the humidity has just been getting thicker and thicker. But this week we've had a lot of rain and it's kind of been keeping things cooler. So now we're actually hanging out in the 70s a little bit lately. And we've had a lot of overcast days and rain. It's been rather cozy. So I've been enjoying it immensely and just feeling very much cozy lately. I think our heat's coming back in a day or two, but we've been enjoying the moment while we had it. It's been lovely. In the meantime, in the garden, the night bugs have returned, so we get all that chirping and we get the cicadas that are kind of making a little click click sound all through the evening, which is really kind of fun. I don't like the thought that there's that many bugs out there, but it does make a very beautiful chorus to listen to in the evening, which is neat. We do have a family of armadillos now that live in the front yard. The dogs are not fans. But there is a lot of little armadillos running around. Some of them are babies, and they are rather cute. I have to admit, they're tiny little ears sticking out of their funny little bodies. So they are cute little armadillos there. We have butterflies all over now. It is now officially butterfly season, and they are gorgeous, and they're just all over, and I love them. There's orange ones, there's black and blue ones, there's little white ones, there's ones that are probably just some moths that are more gray and beige, but they have been so fun and pretty to look at. So we are enjoying our butterflies immensely. We also have had lots of deer in the yard, so they have been coming to visit and they've been very, very pretty. So that's been neat. And we have some new visitors. We have a bunch of bees now. They like to come and drink out of the bird bath. I'm not entirely sure why. They must have a hive nearby or something. But they do love to come and drink out of the bird bath now. So there's that. I personally am not a huge fan of bees, but I am allergic, so I'm allowed not to be a fan. But at the same time, I know that bees are kind of endangered at the moment. So I'm really glad to see that they're happy here and they're getting plenty of water at our little bird bath. So I just give our bird bath a wide berth and give it some plenty of space and just kind of let them do their thing. And they're very happy to do so. Meanwhile, with our birds, we've had lots and lots of birds. We have all of the colors now. We have our beautiful indigo buntings, which are my faves, the bright blue ones. Our hummingbirds, of course, are here. We have our cardinals, which are our bright reds. We have our goldfinches, our bright yellows. So everything is just a riot of color and beauty. But we've had a few special visitors. We had an owls hooting in the evenings, which is exciting. We love to hear the owls. We saw some blue jays come by to visit. And we even had a turkey that trotted through the back lawn and disappeared then down into the dry creek bed. So that looked like a girl. So she came to kind of visit, check out the area all by herself, just kind of on a little solo trip. But it was really cute to see. And we didn't see any turkeys last year. So it was kind of nice to see them back in the area again. Our littlest dog was the only one that noticed, and she wasn't keen on seeing a visitor in the lawn, but we thought it was very fun. Speaking of our little doggies, though, they have been precious. Rosie and Arthur got their baths lately, and they are all fresh and clean now. Although Rosie has already managed to get grass stains on herself, which is typical of my dog. So they're cute and precious. Arthur, my brother's dog, who is our biggest dog, and yet he is super gentle and precious, has a little pillow. Okay, so he's a retired service dog now, but when he was working, we took him on an airplane once. And you know how they give you little mini pillows and blankets on the long flights? Well, my brother gave our dog Arthur the pillow, and he loved it. He even carried it off the plane. He did not want to leave his pillow. So with his pillow started to fall apart over the years, so we had to put it in a little pillowcase that was my mom sewed up just to be the right size for those little tiny airplane pillows. And it's his treasure now. So every night at bedtime, he has to sleep on his pillow. Well, one night his pillow had fallen into the middle of his bed, and poor little Arthur didn't know what to do because he's so gentle now, he doesn't want to move anything. So he didn't want to move his pillow. So he did not lay in his bed because he'd have to squish it in order to get in. So he laid on the floor with just his head on his bed next to the pillow. He's precious, guys. He's absolutely precious. Eventually in the night, I did notice he had managed to like squeeze himself into the bed, not noticing that he was squeezing the pillow off, which was fine. At least Arthur was comfortable, but he is so precious. And then the next night, I made sure to move this pillow to the side when he wasn't looking so that he could actually get into bed. And I looked over and he had squished his entire face into the pillow. So he's an absolute baby doll, and we love our little Arthur, even though he's like an 80-pound massive dog, and he's a precious soul. So that's what's going on with the dogs. They are just little angels, and we love them so much. But as for what I've been reading, I actually finally finished Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince by J.K. Rowling. So I have been on a journey to read all the Harry Potter books for the first time. And I, if you have not noticed, am more of a cozy reader. I like stories that are gentle, lighthearted, frothy. I'm more of a rom-com person. I don't like deep, dark drama. And the Harry Potter books get pretty dark, guys. They're amazing, though, and that's the kind of thing that keeps me coming back, is they're so well written and they're always so filled with hope that despite all the bad that happens, it's the good that matters more. And it doesn't negate all the bad that happens, but it shows you that the good was more important and will always outlast any evil. So it's a powerful story. It's just powerful messages. It's wonderful. But because I tend towards my lighthearted stories, I'm working through the Harry Potter books very, very slowly. This has been years in the making. So I'm very proud of myself. This was the second to last book, and they mature as the kids in the books get older. They start when the book kids are like 11, and then they end when they're about 17, 18. So it's the stories get darker as the kids get older. So I finally finished the second to last, which was really good. I liked it. It actually was more lighthearted than I expected. It definitely had its dark moments, but you had a lot of the day-to-day life of Harry Potter and his friends as they attended Hogwarts. I liked watching them grow up a little more and become more mature. And I thought it was a really great story. So I had lots of fun with that one, actually. Now I'm on the very last book. It's The Deathly Hallows. And if you cannot guess by the name, it is much darker than the rest. There's already been like two or three people are dead, and I'm only in the first few chapters. So yeah, it's gonna be a ride. I'm gonna take it slow, but it still is just an encouraging. Somehow she makes it so encouraging and so hopeful, and shows you the hardships of life, but the beauty that still exists within that. And it's amazing. So I'm enjoying it. It's been fun. I'm probably going to put it down after a little bit and then pick it up and put it down and pick it up. But it's been really enjoyable so far and I liked it. So that's what I've been reading. But as for what I've been listening to, I actually recently discovered a brand new Scottish artist named Siobhan Miller. Probably pronouncing her name incorrectly. It's Siobhan. So maybe Siobhan? Maybe. They pronounce things funny. So that's my wild guess. But her music is so gorgeous. She has such a beautiful voice. It's delicate but strong, and I just really, really love it. So highly recommend go check out her music. It's incredible. I really enjoyed it. I've also been listening to cozy instrumental music. I don't know why. I'm in a cozy mood this year for summer. Oftentimes in summer, I'm ready for tropical things, bright colors, just lots of just your typical summer vibe. But this year, I just kind of want to be cozy. And I found that a lot of us are doing the same. I found more and more people are actually doing the same thing and wanting a cozy summer in one way or another for one reason or another. So it's been fascinating to me. But yes, I've been listening to like cozy instrumental music and snuggling up in the afternoons and evenings, and it's been wonderful. So don't know what that's about, but I'm embracing it and enjoying it very, very much. But that is the perfect lead into what I've been enjoying lately and what has been bringing me joy from the big to the little things. And we're going to start with the big first, which is some of the wonderful things we've had lately. And one of them has been a beautiful wedding for one of my dear, dear friends. So it was incredible to go and see my friend so happy and in love and celebrate her wedding and her marriage. And I know you're listening to this, sweetheart. So congratulations and I love you. So that was absolutely a highlight and so much fun. And also we had some family come to visit, and so that was really fun to have my uncle come into town for the first time and show him around. We're trying to collect family members, so we're trying to get all of our family to move out here. It's been a slow process, but we're working on it. So whenever our family comes to visit, we tend to show them different houses that are available. But it was fun. We had fun having an uncle in town and pushing him to come move here and just enjoying the time. It has been great. While he was here, we did a bunch of fun little things, but some of the things that I enjoyed the most that brought me the most joy was going to the botanical rose garden. So we have a beautiful botanical garden nearby, and they have an area that is just dedicated to roses. And they recently moved it into a new location. So they're kind of newer. They have these beautiful archways, and the roses are just starting to climb up them. And I can't wait for a few years from now, whenever or however long it takes. I'm not a gardener, guys. I have tried. I'm not great at gardening. I don't have the patience. But however long it takes, I can't wait for the roses to go all the way over the arches. And they're just so beautiful. So it was really fun though to go and see where it was. We kind of caught them near the end of their season, but it was still stunning to see all the different kinds of roses. There was pinks and yellows and your classic reds and kind of oranges and some that were striped, and it was super beautiful. So I had lots of fun with that. And I have to admit, going through the archways with the roses really felt like I was passing through the Rose Gate in Hannah Sandvid's book, The Rose Gate. It felt magical. So it was very, very fun. Really enjoyed that. We also went in the same garden to the area that's the Japanese stroll garden, which is really fun. There was turtles in the pond. There were these beautiful flowers, different unique trees that we got to enjoy. It was so much fun. So I loved it. That was great. And then, of course, we had to stop by the butterfly house and see all the different types of butterflies. They have a little butterfly garden outside it, so you can see different butterflies in the wild and see them come and visit. But it's also fun to be in the butterfly house and see the great variety that you can get and really kind of get an up close look at them. It was really precious. There was one lady that was in the butterfly house, and there was a butterfly that landed on her shoe, and it would not leave her. It just loved her so much. It just stayed on her the whole time. It was really precious. She was just like, "Well, I guess I'm coming home with a pet now." And it was just really cute. So it was very fun to be in the butterfly house and see all the pretty butterflies. That was delightful. But back at home, things I've been enjoying, just little ones, have been reading Harry Potter on cozy overcast days with candles going and a cup of tea. It has been so perfect. I also went out on a rainy day to the bookstore and the library, which was really fun. I got a whole stack of things at the library. I got to browse through Barnes and Noble and look at any of the new books that had come in. And I even picked up a book at a used bookstore. It's The Agony of the Leaves by Laura Childs, I think. And I can never remember her name because I get her name mixed up with Julia Childs. So I get confused, but she writes the Tea Shop Mystery series, and it's one of my favorites. It's such a cozy mystery series, all set around a Charleston tea shop. I love it so much. Highly recommend this if you are at all a mystery reader, especially a cozy mystery reader. It's just very atmospheric writing. It's beautiful and rich, and I just really enjoy just that coziness of reading through her stories. I've probably read like eight of her books, and so I really could not resist when I found a hardback of hers for like $6 at the used bookstore. It was in pristine condition. I couldn't resist. So it was very fun. I very much enjoyed that, and I'm looking forward to reading it as soon as it's a little further along in the series than I'm at, so I probably should catch up, but I'm tempted to skip. We'll see what wins out. We'll see if I can have any kind of self-control here, but I'm excited to read it in any case. Also, I've started a new crochet project. So I've recently finished my crochet cardigan, which was so fun. So I decided to start a new project, which is like a little bolero wrap cardigan. So it'll have sleeves and kind of has an empire waist wrap. So it'll be really cute and cozy. I'm doing it in reds, pinks, and whites. So it's kind of got a rosy feel to it. And I kind of want it to feel like roses. So I think it'll be really pretty when it's done. I've got probably 4 to 5 of the big granny squares finished. It's another granny square pattern. So you make a bunch of granny squares and then you crochet them together or sew them together, depending on how you're whether you use the hook or whether you use the needle. So it'll be really, really fun. I'm really excited and it's gonna be neat. So it's gonna be a delight. I cannot wait for that to start taking shape a little bit more, but I've been very much enjoying working on the granny squares, and they're just really cozy and soothing to do. So that's been delightful. But in the shop, we are also starting to look ahead. So it's already time to start planning out Christmas and autumn items for the shop, which has been really, really weird trying to think about Christmas in the middle of June. But I feel like we always end up not doing a lot for Christmas because we've fallen behind. We didn't start early enough. So this year I'm determined to do better and I'm really working hard. I lit a Christmas candle. I turned on Christmas music. I got on Pinterest and I looked at Christmassy things. I'm like, I'm really gonna try to do this. So I'm not sure if I fully succeeded into getting into the Christmas mood in the middle of June. However, I did come up with some fun Christmas item ideas. And so we're starting to plan out what we're gonna do for Christmas this year and for fall and what we're gonna do item-wise and for the shop and different exciting things we might wanna throw in. So, I'm really excited. I think it'll be very, very fun. It does feel weird working on it so early, but it also makes me feel very excited because I think we'll actually be able to do all this stuff in time. So, I'm really looking forward to it. There will be much more to chat about as the time is more appropriate to talk about Christmas. But I'm very much looking forward to it. We've got a lot of plans now. Next up, I probably need to go and pick out some of the fabrics. We've got a huge stash of fabrics, and we just never get around to using them. So I want to go next and go through that stack and pick out the fabrics that'll match the projects that I've picked. And then we can start cutting and sewing or felting or crocheting. I did go and get two different yarns, a nice red and a nice green, so that I can make some crochet ornaments. So lots of fun, exciting things to come. I know it's too early for you guys to think about Christmas. It's well aware, but I have to start. So that's the behind the scenes of the shop, and that's kind of how it goes whenever you're running a shop. Honestly, I feel like I'm still behind. I've seen other shops that have already like figured out their autumn items and they're already on their Christmas stuff. So the fact that we're only now starting to work on both makes me feel like I'm already a little bit behind, but we will be fine. I think we've got plenty of time at this point, and I'm really excited for all the seasons to come. But that leaves us with our item feature of the week, which is seasonally appropriate, and that is our large scrunchies. So these are a part of our Efflorescing Adventures collection, and these are these beautiful white scrunchies with sage green florals on them. I stole one of these for myself. It was so nice. The texture is just super nice. It's a lovely fabric, and I really like using it in my hair. It feels nice in my hair. The size is smaller than our jumbo scrunchies, but larger than our regular ones. So it's just a nice, comfortable size. Gives a little bit of something. It's a little bit of a poof, but without being extravagant. So I've really enjoyed them. They're really fun. And I hope you guys enjoy them too, because it has been one of my favorite scrunchies that I have. So I hope you guys enjoy. It's perfect for summer when you just need to get your hair up and out of the way whenever it's so hot. So I hope that you guys find some relief from the scrunchies, but also just enjoy them because they're cutes and pretty. Little cutesies and pretties. So I hope you enjoy that. But if you are local to Springfield, Missouri, remember that we have items in Bree's Little Closet. Now, I will give you a heads up that they are closed some dates this week because Bree is getting married. So congratulations to Bree as well. So pay attention to their social media pages to see what days they are closed and what days they are open. I think they're only closed one day for the wedding, but just pay attention this week. But otherwise, they should have regular shop hours, and we have just restocked a full fresh restock. We took everything out and put it all new items in, so there's a bunch of fun things to find at Bree's now, and I hope you guys enjoy those too. If you are not local, of course, everything's online at eldscottage.com, so you can check out everything there. If you also want to meet us in the cottage online, we're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube as Elle's Cottage. And of course, our website is ellscottage.com. But if you ever have any questions, suggestions, or things you'd like me to talk about for the podcast, please feel free to email me at ellscottageshop@gmail.com. That is it, lovelies. Thank you all so much for listening and for being here in the cottage with me today. It was wonderful to catch up with you. I hope you are doing well, and I hope that you remember to always create a beautiful life. Bye, friends.